What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Yeah, that was nuts with Sir Anthony Dominguez yesterday, our old guy. Also nuts with the tennis situation. It's canceled. People a little riled up about it. We'll talk about that. There's a lot to discuss there. Phil's game, not canceled. Phil's won. Did a real nice job yesterday. Lazardo, the star. Marsh, the star. The two stars. Eagles practice. Not canceled. We'll discuss what went on at Eagles practice yesterday. Look, an awful lot to do with you. All of it on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, buddy.
The inventor of the Frisbee was turned into Frisbees when he passed away.
What does that mean?
Like his ashes or something?
Yeah, he was. He asked to be cremated and turned into limited edition Frisbees.
Well, it could people, be what, you could actually buy them?
How many?
They were distributed to
his family,
friends. And they were also apparently used for some fundraising for his favorite
It's kind charity. Of a weird one, right? Like, let's go throw Johnny around. There's a-
I would say weirdo, weirdo.
Do you give it to the dog?
Let the dog eat it. How are we all feeling? Seltzer, people were a little up in
annoyed,
arms yesterday.
Angry, frustrated.
Man.
Look, I get it.
I understand
where people are coming from, plans, you know, all that stuff, and it was set.
I felt bad about that.
I did, too.
I really did. Look, you can weigh in if you want to take a whack at me. It was not my decision. That is the truth on the tennis thing. I was ready to go. I really was ready to go. Now, look, like Jack said, I'll agree with this. There was something to be said for not playing. You know, it was really, really freaking hot out there. I think more than anything, we were worried about the about people that could come watch us. I mean, we didn't have this set up for, like, ambulances and, you know, medics and all that stuff, and it's a station event. I think there was a legal issue to it. With that said, Spike and Ike just killed me and Jack yesterday and killed Rod Lake and the management. So if you think it was, like, wildly out of line.
Midday show did, too.
Yeah.
It was both shows.
Yeah. So look, 215-592-9494 to whack away. I'll address it more as we move through the show, but it's certainly on the table. I really do feel bad for people that intended to come yesterday, some of whom even showed up. I got some text messages from people, where are you?
Oh, no. Like, did you really?
Yeah, I really did. I'm like, you didn't get the memo over the last 2 hours that it was canceled.
You keep saying canceled.
Well, postponed.
Is it canceled?
Yeah.
Postponed. Okay.
Postponed. Yeah. So look, obviously a bummer, and you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to the Birds. First preseason game next week, believe it or not. By the way, trade deadline in baseball now, let me do math, 24 and 12, 36 hours away for the trade deadline. That's 6 o'clock tomorrow. So you can certainly weigh in on the Phils, not just last night's game, but frankly, much more importantly, the trade deadline, the opportunity to add some players, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles. John practiced yesterday in big picture with the Birds.
Are you less scared now after last
what?
Night? The Phils feel a little less scared. Do you feel a little more inclined to go big?
I don't know that I'm scared. I'm
go
just
big.
No, I don't actually. I think the Phillies have some issues, and it's debatable whether this is the year to go for it. But it was a good bounce back by Lazardo. All right, John, what do you make of the Eagles? Practice yesterday, the big picture. What are you thinking?
I'm blown away by the defense. It's been the first 2 days in pads.
Yep.
Yesterday, we got to see the guys in shoulder pads and, you know, leg pads. When they're in leg pads, you know, it's real. So they were not tackling to the ground, but they were playing football. And the day before, they were in what's called shells, which is helmet and shoulder pads and shorts, but they were still hitting. The offensive linemen, they were hitting.
Yep.
They were getting good work in. What I've seen is the defense looks really good. And I know it's super early, and I know yesterday you've got the weather factored in. Man, you've made a massive deal over Josh Sweat. Milton Williams.
Yeah.
Darius Slay.
Correct.
CJ GJ.
And BJ. All five of them.
It's, those guys really, they were outstanding. And you can't say that any other way.
Yep.
They were great players. This defense can still be great right away this year.
Well, I'm glad you think so. I don't think so right now
in camp. This defense is so much better than you think it can be this early, and for a variety of reasons. You know, Jahad Campbell is out there and flying around and looking really fast, which is so exciting.
It's a great development.
But Trott Jr. also looks amazing. Trott Jr. is out there making plays, and you can see he knows what he's doing. You hear Vic Fangio talking about him after practice, the major strides he's made this year. These young cornerbacks are being rounded out now by Adoree Jackson, who is getting challenged publicly by Vic Fangio, which is a bad sign for Kelee Ringo.
Well, it's a bad sign for Adoree Jackson also.
No, this is a veteran that the guy, Vic Fangio, is saying, I expect he needs to show more. He didn't show enough there. I'm telling you, he's challenging him.
I know he is.
He's challenging him. I'm telling you, Adoree Jackson is right now in the driver's seat to win that spot from Kelee Ringo based on what I'm seeing out at practice. These young cornerbacks are really helped by his veteran leadership out there. And right now, you got Reed Blankenship talking about how this defense is so advanced compared to last year at this time. He's saying they're doing graduate-level courses, essentially, in training camp at practice, six or seven, compared to last year when they were still in defense 101 courses when the season started. You got Cam Jurgens telling the media after practice he thinks that the defense that Vic Fangio must have installed everything. Like, they must have everything in. But you got Vic Fangio saying, hey, nope, not everything's in. We got some more for Cam Jurgens and the offense. So a number of competitive little things. But by the way, the defense looks schematically amazing, and everyone knows what they're doing. Jordan Davis looks phenomenal, as has been documented. He said it's 26 pounds, but the guy looks a world different. We have so many edge rushers coming into camp with this Ogbo addition guy. Mm-hmm. So you got Uche now. But you got Vic Fangio saying Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith are secure. Basically, everyone else that comes in with a different name than those two,
fighting for playing time. Absolutely.
Which is a great setup.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, this defense, Nolan Smith concussed himself out there. This defense is crushing it. This defense is hitting.
Look, John.
And that is so much different than what everyone predicted. Oh, no. Woe are we. Our defense is going to take a huge step back this season. That may not be the case if the first 2 days of camp, when they're hitting, are any indication.
Look, I am glad that you feel that way. I mean, I really am. It's a good development. I will tell you this. I still am a major skeptic. And I'm not saying they're going to stink, but I'm going to stand by the fact until I see otherwise in a game. I'm going to stand by the fact that I'll be shocked if the Eagles' defense is anywhere near as good as last year. I really will. And so I don't say this to be a Debbie Downer. I say this to be a realist. I mean, one thing that has stood out to me in the offseason is I feel like critical analysis flew out the window around here. And like when March happened, a lot of people acted like, no big deal. They lost five really good defenders. I'm like, what? No big deal? You kidding me? Now, look, it's good that John, when he puts his eyes on this, sees what he sees and thinks what he thinks. I'm glad. John, I'm glad to hear you say what you said. But I also know this. Corner and safety.
Corner and safety are
major issues. I mean, what Vic Fangio said about Adoree Jackson yesterday.
We got talented players. He's going to mix and match. Basically, he knows he needs someone else. And whether that's a cornerback or a safety,
or both,
they're going to take maybe both. They're going to take them and mix and match with the guys that we have. But there is a lot of talent back there.
Listen, here's the deal. When I look at corner and safety, I see problem and problem. I mean, I don't mean the other corner and the other safety. I mean the ones we're talking about. I mean the Adoree Jackson situation with Kelee Ringo to me looks like a problem. And the safety situation.
Well, that secondary that looks like such a problem to you is out there completely deflating the offense. Is out there completely like taking the wind out of A.J. Brown's sails. and Dallas Goedert sales. You can see it in the way the offense is limping their way back to the huddle after every snap. They're getting beaten up out there by this defense that everyone says doesn't have a chance.
If you're proven right, John, good for you and great for the Eagles and great for us as Eagles fans. Seriously.
Yes.
Like if they turn in, because look, I'll take
Vic Fangio is going to figure out a way to make all these pieces fit, and they're going to keep adding. They might add all sorts of pieces, just like you suggested there. They might add another cornerback and another safety into the starting rotation here.
Well, look,
that'll still work.
We'll see where you stand at 215-592-9494. I mean, entering this phase of the whole thing, which is preseason next week, you know, real game coming up in a little bit over a month, and I mean just a little over a month. Remember, guys, they play September 4th. We know the five biggies they lost, Milt Williams and Sweat, who were two of the best in the Super Bowl specifically, and Milt Williams, I think, was a little better than Sweat during the regular season. They were very, very good players. They weren't exceptional, but they were very good players. Brandon Graham, who obviously, I mean, we know the whole BG thing. CJ GJ, when he's here, he brings the lumber and they brought the fire. When he wasn't, there was a major problem in 23. And then obviously Darius Slay, who was like a very, very, very good player after having previously been a great player. Not to mention, by the way, Nakobe. Now, encouraging, if you missed it yesterday, Nakobe out there running, not part of the practice, but running, doing a drill where he was running. I don't know if you call it a drill, but he's exercising.
No, it was a rehab drill.
Rehab drill.
Pulling a weighted sled.
And that's a really, really good sign. But I'll tell you guys, I do have concern about the defense. I hope John's right. I hope like crazy he's right. But it just seems implausible to me when you take those guys and then hand it. And I know it's great Jahad Campbell's already practicing and ahead of schedule. That is great. I'm not saying I know I'm right. I'm just saying this. I think I'm right that the defense won't be nearly as good. That's my opinion. Now, we'll know in September and October. But what do you think as we project it moving forward? 215-592-9494. And do you share my concern specifically at corner and safety, and to a certain extent, defensive line also, where they lost three guys? Joe DeCameron, John Rich, your phone calls. We're going to get into the trade deadline. I got a lot more to say about the tennis thing, because there was a lot yesterday. I did feel bad about it. We'll address it. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. All right, isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So how about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I have been a patient at PI Dental now for a couple decades. My mom, a patient there for 30 years. 30 years with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough. Sensational with what they do. Both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere one day. If you are really struggling with your teeth, and I know a lot of you listening right now are, know that, man, help is there for you. You just got to get yourself to PI Dental Center. They're located in Fort Washington. You can start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Make sure you visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. Well, there was a lot of controversy around here yesterday, to say the least, with the tennis situation. You know, we do AMA every Wednesday at 7. I'll answer any question you want to ask. I mean, anything. You can ask on Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Seltzer will choose the best of the best. I'll answer them. 7 o'clock today. So get the questions in about the tennis situation or anything else. 215-592-9494. You also can come to the table on the phone lines and ask about the tennis situation. And you can also ask Seltzer, why did that song just...
Yeah, I was adding something, and it just... yeah. It boom. Normally doesn't go off, and it just went off right there.
Yes,
talk about mixing it down.
Yes,
holy... Ready? There we go.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That sounded like Led Zeppelin when Bonham died. They were just done. That was it. It was over.
I wouldn't have gone there, but
It was over in a moment.
It was like the end of The Sopranos.
Right, exactly. Exactly. All right, 215-592-9494. We also have not one but two Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet celebrates 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Poll question number one. Was it the right decision to cancel Joe versus Jack's tennis match yesterday due to concern about extreme heat. Yes or no? When I say cancel, you know, I could use the word postpone. Thank you, Devin, for the correction. I guess I should have
welcome.
The word postpone in
Anytime.
There. Second poll question. Do you think the Phils will make a meaningful trade today? The reality is there's only today and tomorrow. That's it. Trade deadline. Today and tomorrow. 6 o'clock tomorrow. Do you think they make what we're calling a meaningful trade today? Yes or no? All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Kick it off with Patrick in Tabernacle. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing great, Patrick.
John Ritchie, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you, Patrick.
Good job.
Thanks.
So, listen, man, Dombrowski, you know what? He's not doing anything, I think, at this point, first of all. And Middleton came out. He kind of, I think, set us all straight and said, hey, we have, you know, he's got tickets to sell 5 years, 10 years down the road. But I'm in on anything. If I'm offering, you know, listen to any offer. But as far as the Eagles go, John Ritchie, you're so fired up, man. You get fired up every year with this training camp, you know. But you know,
yes, they're good. We have a good team.
I know, but listen, you know, I keep saying with Vic Fangio, are we watching culture just continually being created? Because I can't tell you who's what, this, that, and the other. You know, we haven't even played a game yet. But boy, it just sounds like he's really just whipping a whole locker room into shape.
I cannot get over. There is I heard someone talking yesterday. It might have been Hugh talking about the hive mindset. Like, there really is a like-mindedness in the NovaCare and in the facility. Everyone is,
I don't know about
so
that, John,
focused on,
well,
getting, what do you know?
Well,
on,
no,
on,
well,
getting,
I'm talking
the,
I'm
repeat, the,
no,
the
that
repeat
for sure.
Performance of,
yeah,
last season,
yeah,
without all the junk, you know, filter everything else out. That's, yeah, the,
well,
that's,
you can,
the sole focus.
You can hear it in the players and the coaches, and it's not just Fangio, it's Nick Sirianni. I mean, if you really listen to a lot of the players talk, they have, and this was last season as well, it's same messaging, but even, you know, the new guys are using the phrases like, you know, keep the,
yeah,
main thing,
sure,
the main thing, tough detail together, iron sharpens iron. You know, they use these same,
yeah,
sayings to motivate them that
in,
clearly are, you know, resonating.
Well, just to be, no, I agree with both of you. What I was saying, what I found very bizarre yesterday is how Fangio kind of went out of his way to say, on a Dory Jackson, like, I barely even watch film on the guy.
Yeah, yeah, he was pretty harsh.
That was a Bryce Huff reference, don't you think?
Yeah, like,
I mean,
I
didn't think he wouldn't play him.
I mean, it was kind of a I thought it was like a little bit of a shot at Howie, to be honest with you.
I thought
it was very bizarre.
Earlier, I thought, you know, he was very much praising Adoree.
No.
And then,
no,
when I listened,
oh,
to them,
God,
there is a big difference in context between reading and hearing.
I
them.
Agree with you. Yeah, no.
But
I mean, I agree with John that he's challenging him, but
Jackson,
but
is out there with the starters as much or more than
Keely was a little bit more yesterday, I think.
That could be a way
Keely
to test
Ringo
him, too, though.
Is,
that could be a way to see, is this guy good enough? Let's put him out there and see what happens.
I'm just
be.
Telling you, the proof in the pudding, I don't think a guy's out there getting reps for nothing.
Well, I mean,
he's
just remember this. Devin White was out there last year with the starters.
He was.
I understand.
And then, you know,
I understand.
So,
and
so was Bryce Huff
as
early
a
on.
Veteran,
yeah, of course.
As a veteran, you have to prove that you deserve that extra,
yeah,
whatever the pay bump is. You deserve the extra reverence. You deserve the extra, you know, attention,
yeah,
that a veteran gets. So he's going to have to play better. He's going to have to prove himself during camp.
Right,
but that's why the challenge went out.
Sure. Patrick, what'd you make of the tennis situation?
Yeah, listen, I told Spike Eskin really has got to shut his mouth, man. He's becoming so damn annoying to me.
Wow.
Listen, I'm pretty certain a guy like that just cannot appreciate what it's like to work outside. You know what I mean? And, like, I work outside and I get beat up in this. I ain't getting any younger. But let me tell you something. There's, you know, we live in a world of liability. You know, this isn't 1925. It's 2025. Joe, you had absolutely nothing to do with this, and,
well,
and it's,
yeah,
just a bunch of nonsense. And you know what? He's just, I don't know, I don't want to say what I'm really thinking, but just quite shut your mouth a minute.
All right, Patrick.
Shots fired.
He does need to shut his mouth a little bit. Like, let's be honest, right? I mean, he's popping off every day.
Oh,
it's like I tune in and I'm so mad about this thing. It's like, all right, dude.
A bit of a baby about
it. Big dog.
Going wild.
Mommy's
yesterday.
Getting a little upset. You know what I'm saying?
Big time, big time, big time. All right, some of what Spike said, you'll hear it coming up next. Also, how you can win Phillies tickets for the Friday night game. We'll get to that. And all the calls on all these topics. Are you concerned about the D or encouraged with what John's telling you? I mean, just do you think there's enough on defense for this team to be exceptional again? The defense doesn't have to be exceptional, but they can't be horrendous. It can't be horrendous. And they might need to be might need to be better than average. What do you make of it? They lost a lot. They brought others in. What do you make of it? 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Buying a diamond can be a risky endeavor. If you're not careful, you can overpay big time. Every diamond is unique, and the slightest differences can affect its value in a big way. Even diamonds that have the same grading report on paper can look very different. Don't risk it. Don't end up with an overpriced cloudy diamond. Get the diamond she deserves at Benari Jewelers. The diamond ring that Rachel, Yoni, and Abby at Benari helped us create, it's exquisite because the diamond is dazzling. Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square is Philly's trusted source for the highest quality, best cut diamonds. Each one is hand-picked for brilliance. Each one is graded by the most reputable gem lab. At Benari, they look at 100 diamonds and only choose 5 or 6 of them to put in their showcases. So picky, it's so hard to choose, but it's a great problem to have. You'll see the one that's right, and you'll fall in love with the diamond and the ring and the way it makes you both feel. And I can tell you now from experience that when someone's wearing a Benari diamond, you can tell from across the room. It has a special kind of brilliance. Isn't that what she deserves? Check out Benari Jewelers. You will thank me. Showrooms in Exton and Newtown Square.
Well, I look forward to AMA because I want to find out what questions are out there on the tennis thing. You can fire them away. I'll answer them. Bring those questions to us, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. You can also, of course, weigh in on the regular phone lines. Seltzer, why does this audio not sound clear?
It's an old song?
Yeah, it's well, the Beatles. Old song, but like old.
It's an old recording.
Not what do they call it? Remastered?
Remastered, yes. Yeah, not a remastered version.
Yeah.
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 This is someone's cassette from 1982.
Well, this is what the actual thing sounded like in 1982.
Suppose so. All right, 215-592-9494. Spike has said an awful lot. Let's listen to one of the things he said yesterday. Mommy and Daddy were very upset, but in this case, not just with me and Jack, station management, of which Spike was management for many years. And by the way, he absolutely would have canceled this thing if he was the program director of WIP, which he used to be, because he knew, as Patrick from Tabernacle said, liability issues. We have a station event. People are freaking cooking out there. People freaking faint. Seltzer, what are you going to go help the person up and take him to the hospital?
Yeah, of course I would.
Yeah,
I'm a human being.
You would have tried to. But,
yeah,
but
I'm trying to help other people out when they're in peril.
You would have tried. My point is, you're not...
I'm not qualified. Yeah, that's a fair...
That's what I was trying to get at.
Not EMT or anything like that.
Let's listen to how Spike started his show yesterday. He was spewing nonsense.
What a weak, weak, weak decision from management, and then we will get into whose decision this actually was, because this is being painted as Rod Lakin's decision, but I don't see Jack Fritz complaining about it. I don't see Joe DiCamera complaining about it. Jack Fritz is 31 years old and brags about being an athlete. Joe DiCamera is 47 years old and brags about being an athlete. This entire thing is how good they are at athletics. They're not 100 years old. They're not hampered in any way by any physical condition.
No physical deficiencies or anything.
This decision is an insult to everybody who is working outside every single day. By the way, the guys at my house outside for 8 hours, 2 straight days, busting their asses. But these two weaklings can't play a half hour of tennis in the middle of the day to keep this bit going on.
I was very willing and ready to play. I mean,
those aren't, he's not making crazy points here. I'm pretty in on his points there.
You agree with him?
Points. I totally agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that crazy.
Those points.
Those specific points.
It's an insult.
Don't be mad at me, though. I was ready to play. It wasn't my call.
You were ready to play.
Set.
I was totally ready to play.
I know you were. I'm not blaming you.
Guys, I had my whole plan to attack the Heat. As soon as the show was over, I was going to Wawa. I was getting all sorts of stuff.
I think you thought I had towels ready to go. I actually think you thought that you had an advantage because you would approach it better than Jack did.
Did you fight?
I had an umbrella ready.
Did you fight to play? I actually did.
I bet you did.
Did I fight to play? Well, I will say this. It didn't entirely disappoint me that it was
there. I didn't notice any pushback. I was there. I did not notice.
Is that fair?
Oh, you guys want to cancel it? No, that's fine.
No, I'm ready to play today.
Can I say this, though?
I was hoping to see. It was nothing like that at all. He's the boss. Rod's the boss.
He's respecting the boss's decision.
I thought it was weird. Did anyone else think it was weird that Rod had jeans on?
Yeah, that was bizarre.
What in the world? What are you doing?
Pants are
professional. Well, I think it showed how unprepared he was for the Heat. As a boss.
Yeah, but also you wear pants to work. Like, I don't think that's that crazy to wear pants to work.
But he went to the training camp and then he was coming to jeans at training camp.
That's weird.
And he was going to a tennis court.
No, that's different.
He wasn't going to the office.
Right. Never mind. I rescind my statement.
It made me wonder when his decision to cancel was.
Well, I can tell you exactly when. So here, I'll tell you exactly what I know. Around 9:25, I could tell Rod was getting concerned. He and I had a conversation in a commercial break.
Right, but
and around,
it makes
hold, on,
me
hold on, hold on a second. Around 9:25, I could tell he was concerned. I then got a text message in our final segment, 9:50, whatever the hell it was. I got the text message from David Yagaroff, Rod Lakin, postponed. Bang. Mm. That's what happened.
I can take responsibility for it because it's kind of my fault. And I didn't really, it was not my, I didn't mean to.
Rhea didn't want to stand out there, so she.
No. I was talking to one of the vendors during a break. And I said, yeah, I got to go to this tennis match at noon. It's going to be just brutally hot. I'm going to sit in my car until it starts with the air on.
So was I, by the way.
Yeah. And the gentleman said to me, there were several people at training camp on Monday who had issues with the Heat and needed some attention.
Sure.
I happened to mention that to Rod. And I think I scared them. So I will take responsibility.
Well, but no, I mean, I appreciate you being a hero. Yeah. But like the Philadelphia...
I wasn't being a hero. I just made a
comment. Eagles moved their practice up an hour because
lame.
It was
so
hot.
I don't care. This is lame. Like, I get it from a liability standpoint.
But this is flat out lame.
I'm sorry it's lame.
I would just like to apologize for scaring management.
It's late.
So my fault.
If we were going to do it, we should have done it earlier.
Well, obviously, it should have been canceled on Monday.
If it was going to be postponed, it should have been postponed on Monday. We all knew it was going to be hot out.
But
I will say this. This whole idea of like being an athlete and fight through it and all, Eagles canceled the game on Sunday night, 20-10.
You guys are playing a football game. You guys are playing one set of tennis. That thing got moved to a Tuesday.
Joe Webb, by the way, is showing up. When we do this postponed thing, Joe Webb.
Weak is the word.
Look, I really did feel bad for people. I heard someone took the day off from work.
I'm sure multiple people did. You know, because you don't just go,
right.
You know?
All right. You can react to it all.
I apologize.
It's Rhea's fault.
It is my fault.
215-592-9494. What do you make of all of it? There's a lot there. Let's go to Will right now. Will, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on, Will? It's my buddy, Will. How are you, pal?
Hold on.
Your phone's cracking up like crazy. Will, can you hear us?
I can hear you guys perfectly, yeah.
All right, go ahead, pal. We couldn't hear you for a second. How are you, dude?
I'm doing great. Good to hear you guys. Got a great show. You know, I'm down in West Palm Beach, and Joe knows I'm a golf professional.
Yes.
And I go out in the summer all the time, and it is really a matter of understanding what to do in the heat. And humidity, it's horrible down here, but I think it's worse up there now than it is down here.
No way.
You know, so I don't blame anybody for postponing it. but I'm not sure if anybody lost their man card there. But
you don't blame anyone for postponing just one set. It was just the one set.
Oh, it was one set. Oh, geez.
One set. We're talking about okay. A half an hour of tennis.
But, Will, it wasn't about us. It was about the 75-year-olds that could show up, and then the station would have the liability of...
Would they, though? It's people are choosing to go stand in a park.
Many, like, James, I've thought about it. I don't know. I kind of think so.
I don't think so. It's not like we're not like selling tickets.
I need a lawyer to call in.
Because I don't think... people are choosing to go stand in a place in a park for a tennis thing, but it's not like we're selling tickets. It's not like we're giving stuff away. Like, we are doing the test, right, but I don't know.
I'm asking for a lawyer to call in. 215-592-9494. If a listener had fainted, had a major medical issue, let's say, at a WIP-sanctioned event in extreme heat, would the station have been legally liable? Someone please answer that. By the way, Will, let me say this for those that don't know. Will Riley is the person before the person of why I'm in this industry.
Whoa!
So here's the backstory. John, I worked for Will. Twining Valley Golf Course, which no longer exists. God bless it. I hope it's in heaven. We all love Twining. Yeah. Those of us that played there, great golf course. Fun public course. Will was the head golf pro. Will hired me. While I worked there, Merrill Reese would come in. Got to know Merrill a little bit there. But then years later, Will connected me with Merrill.
Wow.
That's how I got into this industry. Hence the hold on a second. Hence this.
Yes! Hammer! Uh-huh.
Without,
so it's
Will,
his
with,
fault.
Without Will Riley, there's no that. Wait, there's no.
So this raises a very important.
No, Joe, you would have made it no matter what. You were,
Will.
People would come into the pro shop and Joe would be like, hey, okay, so it's Mike Schmidt, we're at Wrigley.
They would.
And he's right about it. So how many home runs did he hit? I'm like,
four.
Joe, would you get the guy a hot dog, please?
Well, let me ask you a question here, because I have an important question with this backstory. What kind of an employee was Joe DeCamera at the golf course? I mean, I have to know.
Joe,
like,
can I tell him?
Please.
You can, but I'm going to... But, Will, I'm going to say this. After you tell your part about me, I'm going to tell the thing about you. But go ahead.
That's fine. So... Merle called me one day. I was teaching Merle how to play golf, and Larry Kane and Mark Zumoff at the time was really great. I got to meet all these players and everything. But anyway, Merle calls me. He says, Will, what is it with Joe DeCamera? He's the worst employee I ever had. And I said to Merle, that would be too much of a coincidence, Merle. And
that's amazing.
Says, Joe was absolutely incredible at sports, and everybody loved him there. Because he would ask everybody questions, and they would even come in when Joe was working. Hey, when's Joe working again? And I'm like, Joe working again? I don't know. But he'll be here, like, you know, tomorrow.
Sure.
But no, Merrill, we used to laugh about it, but you brought something to that place definitely above service.
Well, thank you.
That people just love. Everybody
I appreciate
Joe,
it. Well, now that you've said nice things, I feel like I shouldn't tell my bad. John, should I tell my bad story about Will? It's tellable.
I want to know what the story was you were expecting, because that is what I want to hear.
Well, just
now.
That I wasn't the great. Like I was good with talking to the people, but some of the
you said the worst employee I ever had. That'd be quite a coincidence.
All right, so here's my story about Will. Now that we're swapping stories. So, and I've referenced this before on the air, but you guys don't know Will was the person. So Will, and God bless you, Will, you know I love you, was not exactly the greatest at getting the schedule to me or others
in
advance.
Oh, Will, we've heard about you.
So, like, you'd find out on a Sunday that you had to work on the Monday. And I was so sick of this over weeks and weeks and weeks that I quit. And it was like a strike, but I actually did resign. And then 3 weeks later, because I thought this was possible, that Will would call me up and say two things. One, Joe, because Will had to get his butt back behind the freaking counter, which he didn't want to do. He wanted the 18-year-old kid back there. That's me. So I quit. And 3 weeks later, he calls me up and says, Joe, I want you back, kind of need you back. I said, Will, are we going to get the schedule in advance? He said, yes, we had a deal. And I was
most
back.
People hold out for more money or perks or whatever. Joe's like, nope, just need the freaking schedule.
So I'm just saying.
In actuality, I wasn't the one doing the schedule, but I was responsible for it.
That's fair.
That's good. That was accountability. I thought he was going to make excuses, but he took accountability. I appreciate that.
Hey, Will, I love you. You know it. And I'm glad you called into the show, man. This is good stuff.
But what I wanted to ask you is, last year the Eagles' defense, first four games, we were going nuts down here in Florida. A lot of Eagles fans down in Florida because they couldn't tackle. And mm-hmm. I just cannot believe how good they got.
Right.
How many games, preseason, couple games, would it take you, would alleviate your consternation about the Eagles defense? What's the timeline for you?
Well, it does feel like October is when things set in now, John, right? Because we're not going to see them in the preseason. Sure. We're not. So you're right. Will, you're right. Because Tampa Bay, Baker Mayfield picked them apart last year. I think that was week
three.
Three?
And they're there in September again, which is going to be brutally hot.
That was painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but then, they also, no Lane Johnson, no AJ, no Devontae, I believe, in that game.
Tampa in September is.
That's correct. They didn't have any of those guys for that game.
But even Kirk Cousins, who didn't win many games last year, beat him last year. That was early, too.
Well, Saquon dropped the ball, too. It was game two. Yeah, game two.
All right, Will, look, outstanding call. Call again when you can, man. And I hope to see you soon, man, always.
Keep up the good work, guys. You're great.
Thank you, pal. I appreciate it. All jokes aside between me and him, because obviously we're going back and forth with some barbs. That guy played a major role in my life. Major. But I will say this, and this is word to the wise to all the kids out there someday looking for a job, because here's how the whole thing started. The whole thing started because I knew I wanted to get hired there in 1998. In like 1995, I had gone there and played golf, and me and him struck up a conversation about Villanova basketball.
Look at you.
Because he went to Nova.
3 years out.
3 years later, when I went for the job, when I knew I was walking.
Laying the groundwork.
What did I walk in wearing? A Villanova t-shirt.
Of course.
To re-engage in the conversation.
Look at you.
To then get hired. So you do have to, you have to work it.
That's the Joe DeCamera, Joe DeCamera, Joe DeCamera guy.
You got to work it. All right, you got to work it to win the Phillies tickets today, but you certainly can. We're giving away tickets. Friday's going to be cool. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Look, I love when the Phillies have alumni weekend. And Friday night is the Toyota Wall of Fame night. This year, the Phillies honoring Jimmy Rollins and Ed Wade. This is all part of the big festivities as the Phillies also take on the Tigers over the weekend. We're giving away tickets to the Friday night game. 6:45 first pitch. It's one of the special evenings every year at Citizens Bank Park. No Pete Rose, by the way, this year. But of course, he passed away. It was a joke. All right, for
hilarious.
Tickets to this or any Phillies game, get no Lenny Dykstra this year. Does that make you happy, James?
Actually, I'm good with that.
All right, for tickets to this, I think the Phillies are good with that
as well. Very good with that.
Phillies haven't invited Lenny to anything forever. They can't invite the guy. It's a shame. But
it is a shame. But,
can't invite him.
But can't and shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's both.
No, correct. Can't and shouldn't. All right, for the Phillies tickets, which you can win at 215-592-9494. We ask you this question because a lot of people think I'm a non-athlete. No, I think I'm an athlete. A lot of people would say yesterday proves that me and Jack aren't athletes, or at the very least, I'm not an athlete. Because we know he did play college baseball. Got to give him that credit. He did it. But from the world of movies and shows, there's an awful lot of scenes involving true non-athletes. Meaning, like, you have your real athletic scenes with someone who's really a player. But then you have when sometimes someone gets involved and there's a game going on, but you know they're not really an athlete in the structure of the movie or the show. Big answers abound. For the best scene ever, like I'll give you an example. Top Gun, they're fighter jet pilots, but they're not volleyball players.
Oh, yeah.
But they get out there and play volleyball.
Oh, do they, buddy.
So that would be non-athletes playing sports, and the volleyball scene is a notable one from Top Gun. Put your thinking cap on for something like that. John Ritchie, a scene with non-athletes playing sports, what hits you?
Man, I really, there's one that's very much in line with the one that you took. I'm not going to do that. It's just too obvious.
Top Gun 2 when they're playing the football thing?
That's what I was going to say,
Tyus. Fair enough.
I have to pivot quick.
Dogfight football.
Scene
offense
so
and defense
dumb.
At the same time.
Fair enough.
I hated that scene in Top Gun 2.
I loved it.
So dumb.
Love it.
The most ridiculous of all scenes with a non-athlete doing something extremely athletic and you knew it was in no way possibly real was American History X. The basketball game.
The most ridiculous dunk of
Ed
all time.
Norton finishes this game for the white supremacist team with a reverse dunk.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
A steal to a reverse dunk.
Yeah, it's the most ridiculous
Edward
thing
Norton.
Okay. Now, James, I need a ruling here. So, for instance, the Bad News Bears, bunch of little kids playing. I consider them athletes. They're on a team.
Yeah, I think we're looking for characters who are not like part of a team or whatever playing sport. Yeah.
Just want to make sure.
No, that's a good clarification.
All right, Seltzer,
no
give me
organized sports.
Yeah, exactly. So 215-592-9494. It's not organized sports. and it's a non-athlete playing sports for some period of time in a movie or show. James, what do you think?
I'm going to tell you the athletic activity that's happening, and you're going to tell me the movie. Okay. Little softball fungo going on. Maybe a little Boston Red Sox cap.
Softball fungo, I don't know.
Daniel Caffey, the first time Demi Moore comes out, and they're going back and forth, sparring great team.
Yeah, a few good men. Devin, what do you got here? Is the pivot ready?
Well, I don't know. It was, but now does the Sandlot count? Where these kids, because they're not professional
athletes. No, but they're playing sports as kids.
I'll pivot. Oh, it is fair. So it works?
No, it does not work.
It does not work. I will go with Mean Girls, very end of the movie. Regina George decides to take out her anger and mean girlness playing lacrosse.
Okay. Mean Girls it is. Rhea, a scene, non-athletes playing sports.
Crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does.
Great answer, dude.
Amazing.
Wedding Crashers.
I'm so mad I didn't think of that.
Yes.
Bradley Cooper?
Yes.
Like his
so style.
God, I hate. I hated him.
Yeah, that was the point. That was the point. They wanted you to hate
him. Ohio State.
That's an excellent answer.
Make it rain.
All right, big answers abound for a scene with non-athletes playing sports. Hit us up 215-592-9494. Phone calls next plus AMA. Your calls on everything we're discussing. We're also going to get to something Salisbury said about what the Phillies players want. What that is, you'll hear it coming up on 94WIP.
Whether you are a weekend warrior or competing at a high level, you are an athlete with goals, and NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you. NovaCare's Select Sports Center of Excellence, they are specialty locations focused on the needs of athletes. So if you're injured, NovaCare will help you get back to playing your sport. They will also help you prevent injuries from happening, and NovaCare will prepare you to compete at your highest level of performance. At all Select Sports Center of Excellence, athletes, they're treated for their specific injury, training needs, and goals. Most importantly, care will be provided by sports-specific physical therapists using advanced training and technology. For more than 30 years, NovaCare has long been the trusted Delaware Valley and South Jersey leader in physical therapy, hand therapy, and sports medicine. Select Sports Center of Excellence, it's just one more way NovaCare is helping to meet your needs. To learn more about Select Sports Center of Excellence, go to NovaCare.com today. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.